Governor Tomlin's call for an extraordinary session showed up first on Twitter with a link to his official proclamation, although lawmakers had been spreading the word for days. The call limited the legislature to 6 issues, compelling them into session at noon Monday. In the Senate, lawmakers passed 2 of their 3 assigned bills, both of which dealt with funding for state programs. But Senate President Jeff Kessler said after their evening floor session, there was a snag in the process in the House.
We ran our bills, got them out of the way through the committee process today. They came out clean, so we decided to run them. I spoke to the Speaker, and I think they have an agreement with the House Republicans over there to suspend the rules tomorrow after they had a night to review the bills and sleep on them.
House Minority Leader Tim Armstead says members received the draft versions of the legislation Sunday, and delegates in his caucus didn't feel comfortable voting on the bills without some clarification.
We had a caucus this morning, and there were some questions that needed to be addressed on those, and so they were referred to the committee. So
it was through that committee process that members received the clarification they were after. But it was a bill intended to raise the state minimum wage that brought lawmakers into this special session, and it was that bill that stalled a Senate Finance Committee meeting Monday afternoon. After the minimum wage bill passed during the regular session, known then as House Bill 4382, members of the governor's staff found some unintended consequences within the new legislation that they say could have negatively impacted many employers across West Virginia, but particularly municipalities. The newly passed state law exempted employers from federal maximum hour and overtime provisions, which could have cost cities millions. Jason Pizzatella, the governor's deputy chief of staff, explains the fix contained in the special session bill.
So what we've done here in Subdivision E is say, prior to House Bill 4283 taking effect, in essence, prior to January 1, 2015, the law is exactly the same for all cases. Wage, hour, and overtime. But after January 1, 2015, the federal exemptions will only apply to maximum hours and overtime, not the minimum wage.
Pizzatella says making this change allows the state to stray from the current federal standard. That standard sets the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour. The change allows the legislature to increase the minimum wage to $8.75, as lawmakers had intended, without completely changing the way the state conducts business.
Federal law is very advanced in this area. State law hasn't been updated in the early 80s. You probably could tell just by looking at this subdivision F, where you have things like shoeshine boys, pin boys, pin chasers, terms we just haven't heard in a long time. So that's why federal law has always applied. And so what Senate Bill 2005 does is restore federal law to everything prior to January 1, 2015, and then after that restores federal law to everything but minimum wage, so that the state law, which legislature adopted, will take effect on January 1st, but all the other federal law remains exactly the same.
The bill does, however, exempt any state employee hired at minimum wage, like seasonal workers, meaning the state will continue to pay those employees the federal standard at $7.25 an hour. Lawmakers will go back into session this afternoon. Kessler expects to pass all 6 bills fairly quickly and return to the normal interim schedule Wednesday. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.